Good morning, TCC. It is Family Experience Month. We are excited about that. Today kicks off VBS. That's right, VBS in August. We decided that we were going to go forward with VBS and do it virtually online so kids can still have that experience as they get ready to go back to school. And want to let you know, too, that you can still register for VBS. It is every Sunday in August just by going on our Facebook page at MyCC St. Pete and clicking on the link. And it'll take you where you need to go. So today, as we move into VBS, the theme for VBS is focus. Take a closer look. And I believe that if we allow God to steer us in the right direction, to focus on the right things, it will bring us into a new revelation of who God is and what He's doing in our life. And in reality, He's doing multiple things. But there are certain times where He is specifically doing things that are essential for our growth during that season, because God is one of the best, probably the best personal trainers ever, because He knows how to exercise our soul, get us to the place where we need to be, and strengthen us so we can walk into what He has for us, especially during times that are unknown and uncertain, so that we can have our eyes fixed upon Him. And so we're going to get right into it. The book of Mark, chapter 8, starting verse 22, and it says this: They came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, "Do you see anything? Do you see anything?" He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around." And once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were open, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. It's a great story. Jesus leads this man outside of a village and performs a miracle in his life so that he can see. What's interesting about this story is that people brought this blind man to Jesus. Sometimes in our life, it's the people that are with us that end up facilitating a relationship with Christ. And it's their involvement in our life that causes us to get the breakthrough that we need. That's why we embrace community here, because we believe that other people sometimes are the key to our breakthrough, just because of their willingness to say, "Hey, I know someone who can give you what you need," and so that you can see clearly maybe something that you're not seeing clearly right now on. And so this story is amazing because Jesus takes the time to heal this man, because Jesus' heart is for the scales to fall off our eyes so that we can see clearly in our life. And the first question I have for you today is this: what do you see? What do you see in your life right now? Maybe it's hazy. Maybe it's confusion. You don't understand what's happening, the top from the bottom. You feel like your world is topsy-turvy. You feel like you're going backwards. You're having a hard time settling on the goodness of God and stabilizing yourself just because of the unknown. And I want to tell you today that God doesn't want you to stay there. He wants you to progress. But the onus is on us to draw near to Him, especially in times where we don't understand what's going on and we can't see clearly. The Bible says to draw near to God and He will draw near to us. And so maybe you're there today, or where you feel like God is absent. He is not intervening. He is not clearly spoken to you about what you need to do next. And sometimes it's just a matter of walking what He's called you to walk in, and He'll open the door where it needs to be opened. I can remember the children of Israel as they're getting ready to cross the Red Sea. They're getting ready to cross the Red Sea, and all of a sudden He parts it. And so sometimes it's not until we begin to walk that the doors begin to open, because it's a walk of faith. I don't always see the way I need to see, but I can take His hand and walk with Him faithfully, and He will begin to open the doors that need to be opened, because that's who He is. And maybe you're blind today. You feel like, "I'm just blinded. I'm blinded by my own lust. I'm blinded by my own desires, and I can't see what God has for me." And today, I've got good news for you. God wants to help remove that blindness from you, but you have to be willing to be led to where He wants to lead you. He was led outside the village. He said, "We're going to get out of this environment, and we're going to go outside it and perform this miracle." And you have to be willing to be led out of your comfort zone, to be led out of the crowd, to be led where you feel like it's supposed to happen, and allow God to say, no, we're going to go somewhere else and we're going to do this. That means you're going to have to trust me on this journey. Abram, trust me. I'm calling you to a place. I'm going to show you where that place is. Just trust me. Okay, Lord. And that journey begins with Abram in the book of Genesis. And each one of us have a journey that we begin on and that we start with, but it's has to be God's way. And God says, I'll show you, but you got to walk with me. It may not come the way you want it to come, but trust me, it'll come in my timing because I have your good and your best interests in mind. That's who God is. And that's what he says. And so you can't look at your circumstances and say, well, this is it. God's going to do it this way. God will blow that right out of the water and say, no. But what it will do is it will cause you to get outside of your comfort zone, get outside of the limitations and the box that you put God in, and to trust him. So how do you see him? Well, I don't see him right now. Well, keep looking. Keep looking. Every opportunity in your life, I believe that God is involved in. He's involved. And he's doing something specific. And the joy is in the hunt. The joy is in the searching for him. God wants a relationship with you, and it's exciting. But the joy is in you finding where he's at and what he's doing. He's around me, yes. He's omnipresent. He's present in my troubles. He's near to me, yes. But sometimes you feel like he's hidden himself and that he's not revealing a part of who he is. And you just have to go by faith. And you have to be the one that says, I am going to trust him and I'm going to go searching. Sometimes God says, how bad do you want to see me? How bad do you want to see me? How many of us, when we were younger, our favorite bands were coming to town and we're like, we will do anything we can to go see Backstreet Boys. We will do anything we can to go see Maroon 5. And we work harder. We sell stuff because we want to get that ticket because our favorite bands are coming and we're excited. We just want to get as close as we can and take in every moment of the concert and leave there just with an experience that says that was one of the best concerts I've ever been to. And it's similar in our relationship with Christ. Are we willing to do what's necessary to get an up-close encounter with Jesus? Because he's moving. He's doing things. But we have to be willing to say, okay, if I have to give up that, it's worth it. If I have to lay that down, it's worth it. What I need far outweighs my need for approval from other people. It far outweighs it. I need something on a deeper level. And so I've got to lay my interest down, my comfort down, and say, I'm going to do what it takes to get to Jesus because the miracle is worth it. I'm tired of walking in blindness in this area of my life. I need God's provision. I need God's grace to operate so that I can see clearly. I want to get to the point in my life where I can sing that song. I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I want to get to that point because I feel like it's raining. And God says, well, we can get there. Take my hand and walk with me. Search me. You'll find me if you search me with all your heart. All your heart. Sometimes we don't find him like we should because our heart's not really in it. We're playing this game with God where it's passive. We know that God wants to do something. We know that God can heal. And it's this give and take where we feel like, well, I'll give a little bit of myself, but I really won't give it all because what does that require of me? And is God really serious about what he's called me to do? And until God has your whole heart, he's not going to have you completely. And he wants your whole heart. Isn't that what he said in the New Testament? To love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And then the second, love your neighbor as yourself. Hey, first, love me completely. And once you begin to do that and seek me, you'll begin to find me. But you got to keep looking. It's not one of those things where it's like, well, I found what I'm looking for. That's it. No, it's a journey of where we continue to grow in our relationship with Christ and go into different levels of faith, but we have to be willing to go in and look deeper, take a closer look, focus on what he wants to teach us. Because when God goes to teaching, it's not like one of those regular teachers that we have in our grade school or elementary or college classes. God teaches us on a different level. He's teaching us things that pertain to life and godliness, yes? He's also teaching us eternal things, and we're learning things about what's in God's heart and what's in God's mind. And it's definitely our graduate course, especially when you can continue to move on and move up into different levels. God is trying to teach you different things. You got to focus. You got to focus because they are essential to your success in this life, and not just in this life, but in the life to come. God's saying, I'm doing things for you here, yes, but also in the life to come, because remember, I'm eternal and I'm building things in you that have eternal value. So I have to keep looking. And maybe you started looking and you've given up and you're like, it's just too hard. I'm just not seeing what I need to see. I want to tell you this. We've got to learn to persevere. We have to learn to continue in the process and to persevere and to whatever our hand finds to do, just to do it with everything we have inside of us. Because I believe that God will begin to show up when we're focused and when we're engaged in what we're doing. And he'll come in and show you that I've been here the whole time and it's been my grace that has been sufficient for you. Sufficient. And that's the reality of the Christian walk. Paul talks about in 2 Corinthians how he asked God to take away a thorn in his flesh three times. Three times. And God responded, my grace is sufficient for you. And Paul said, well, okay. Because God said, my power is made perfect in weakness. It's made perfect. And you could be in a situation today where you feel like, I just don't have the strength. You're in a good position because God said, I'll give you the strength. I'll make up the difference. And when you begin to see that, you begin to understand that it's God's power working through you that's going to help you accomplish what you're called to do. It's a good place to be in. It's a scary place. It's inconvenient. It doesn't make sense all the time. But he says, I'll make it work out because I'm attracted to weakness. Because you recognize that it's me who's going to do it through you and with you, and that's where I want you to be. And that relationship with Christ grows, and that power begins to develop in your life because you understand it's okay for me to be weak because he's strong. It's okay for me not to have all the answers because guess what? He's the answer. It's okay for me not to know where to go because he's a provider. It's okay for me to be in darkness because I know that his word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You become comfortable with being uncomfortable and not knowing because you've seen the grace of God actively work in your life. And you're more apt to trust him because you know that that's where he's at. He's in those places of the unknown and you don't quite get it. And he's there with you, walking with you. That's where faith is built and perfected. And God is trying to get us to that place of where we are strengthened in our faith because of the Holy Spirit that's living inside of us and that relationship that we have. He said, I want to get you to that place where you're strengthened so that you can do what I've called you to do. I'm not going to let you do it in your own strength. I'm going to use you, but I want you to understand what it means for you to walk in my strength. My strength. That's who I am. My grace is sufficient for you. Well, does there need to be anything else? No, that's enough. That's enough. His grace is sufficient. He spits on this guy's eyes. Spits on him. Doesn't work. He sees men walking around like trees. He's not quite clear yet on what he's seeing, but he's better. He's better. Then Jesus again lays his hands on the man's eyes and he sees clearly. Sometimes you're not quite there of what you need to see and that you're wanting to see, and you have to press into Jesus continually. And as you do that, the fog begins to lift and you begin to see clearly of what's happening. You've got to wrestle through so much stuff. You've got to get untangled from things so that you can see clearly. You've got to wrestle yourself away from people and people's opinions and their ideas about how things should go and about your value and your worth. And God goes to work so much so it takes time to get through that so we can actually see what God is doing. We can leave that place of blindness and begin to see clearly. And our eyes being opened, we can finally see, Ah, that's what I've been needing to see. Oh, God has been good. Oh, God is sufficient. Oh, God has always been with me. Well, this is bigger than me. God is doing something supernatural. I'm beginning to get it now. I'm beginning to get it because I'm walking with my spiritual eyes on. I've got some glasses here, and sometimes we just need to walk with our spiritual eyes on. And most of the time, we don't walk with these on enough. We put on glasses in order to keep the sun out of our eyes and to protect ourselves. But what I'm trying to help you understand is that you've been given a different set of eyes when you became a Christian, so that you can see spiritually. And these have to remain on, because oftentimes when you are looking at situations, you are looking at them through a natural lens. And we don't understand that if you're a Christian, you are now in the realm of the Spirit. And so God is doing something spiritually, and we can't discern it necessarily naturally. And so we have to get into a place and stay into that place spiritually so that we can discern correctly what's happening. Oftentimes, and think about your life where you thought it was one thing and God said, it wasn't that about that at all. I wasn't doing that at all. What I was doing was this. And it's not until we look back that we see. Because sometimes we're in the middle of it, we can't see. But when we get out of it, we say, oh, I see what God was doing there. He was protecting me. He was shielding me. He was showing me how sufficient he was, even when I was not sufficient, even when I couldn't do it. He said, that's okay. I'm going to make up the difference. I'm going to come in, and I'm going to overshadow this situation with my grace. And I'm going to show you that I'm enough. I'm enough. That's what I want you to see. I'm enough. And I know there are some of you right now who God is pulling you back from some things, maybe allowing some things to go so that you could see that he is all sufficient. All sufficient. That you don't need as much as you think you need because of the relationship that you have with Christ and the benefits that brings you. Brings you. You're not as messed up as you think because you have Jesus with you. And he comes in, plugs the holes, stitches up the wounds, gives you the salve that you need to heal, and begins to send you on your way. Not to say that you're not messed up. We all are. We all got stuff that we're dealing with. But he's enough, and he wants us to know that, that we don't have to walk around, and we've said this before, apologizing for who we are, apologizing for the way God has created us, because he knows that. He's the one who comes in and helps us do it with him. His grace is sufficient. His power is made perfect in weakness. And I believe today that God wants you to understand that. He wants you to understand. You have a call on your life. God has a specific design for you and something that he wants you to do, but we've got to take a closer look and focus. Focus. Go to school. I'm not saying physically to a building, but go to school spiritually so we can see what God is actually doing and what he's trying to teach us so that when we get out, we'll be thoroughly equipped for every good work that he's called us to do. And it is a good work. It's a good work. You're designed a specific way. You talk a specific way. You're wired a specific way. Begin to accept that and put that back into God's hands and say, okay, God, I give you my life. Use me the way you want to use me. You've chosen me for a purpose. I'm okay with that. I may not understand everything about it, but I choose to look at you. I choose to take a closer look at some of the things you're doing because they're essential for my growth and what you've called me to do. I'm not just here just to take up space. I'm not just here just to let my years spiral out of control. And one day, eventually, when I'm at a ripe old age, God finally says, you've had a good run. It's time to go. I'm not just here to take up space. I'm actually here to do something. I'm here to occupy. I'm here to take back what the enemy has stolen. I'm here to rule. I'm here to learn how to reign. I'm here to learn how to walk in authority. Walk in victory. Push past what I think things should be like and understand that there is a God who knows the way things should be like. I'm here to be in a position and a place of where I have a relationship with God. I'm of royal bloodline now, of where I'm able to speak the very words of God. I'm able to do the very work of God because of the work that God has done. That's why I'm here. I'm here to take back those things that I've lost, even by my choice or by other things that have been taken away just by other people, and have it restored. This guy's eyesight was restored. Restored. It was brought back to the way it was supposed to be. Restoration, that word this year for us, to bring back. Bring back what the original intent was in this situation for his eyes to see. What God's original intent was for us to rule and reign. That's why this process is so daunting sometimes, because God is reworking our nature, reworking our thought process so we can think like he thinks. Because it was messed up in the garden, God said, I made provision so that we can begin to walk actually into fullness in the way I designed it to be. I want you to win. I want you to learn what that looks like to be my son and daughter, to be able to walk in fullness, to be able to walk in fruitfulness, to be able to walk in confidence, to be able to walk in a room and that devils have to go just because of who you are. Don't you know who you are? You're a son and daughter of the King of Kings. Don't you know? That's why you've been fought. Don't you know? That's why you walk around in confusion sometimes. Don't you know the love that God has for you? Have you not heard about that love? Have you not heard about the goodness of God? Take a closer look. What's clouded that? And allow God to help you push through the cloud so that you can see on the other side the reality of what is. The enemy is afraid of me. But we walk around like I'm afraid of him. The enemy is afraid of me. And until I get that, I'll walk around in intimidation, thinking that I don't deserve. The fact of the matter is that you do deserve because of what Jesus did. Take a closer look. Get your finances back. Get your emotions back. Stop taking stuff that you don't need to take. And maybe you're in a situation right now where God's saying, listen, you don't have to take that anymore. Understand who you are and begin to stand up and fight back and walk in the authority that I've given you. And God's testing you there. I want you to see who you are so that you stop giving away your power to other things. And instead of ruling, you're being ruled. I already know what you did in your past. I already know how your life was, but I'm working all things out and I'm making good out of it. Take a closer look. There's so much going on right now. I understand. Just duck. Duck. This stuff happened everywhere. Just duck. Duck. Get into that secret place with the Lord and allow God to speak to you about things because he hasn't forgotten you. This season has been a blessing because it has forced people, if they took advantage of it, to get alone with God. So then they can actually see what God has for them and what God is calling them to. Don't miss out on this opportunity. You are who God said you are. Strengthen yourself. I don't care about it. You had a bad day. It doesn't matter. You are who God has called you to be. Do it. God doesn't take away his calling just because you had a thought that was not lining up to God's word. God knows your thoughts. He sees them, perceives them from afar off. God knows who you are. You are a child of his. Get back up. Let's keep moving on. Well, I don't see it. Keep looking. Keep going after it. We have to have that mentality that says, no, I'm not waiting for it to come to me. I'm going after it. And I promise you, as you do that and as you enact your faith, all of a sudden things begin to happen and things begin to change because he said that without faith, it's impossible to please me. So when I start walking in faith, guess what? God meets me. He meets me. When I walk in fear, I regress. And I start to die. And I get intimidated. But when I walk in faith, that's what God meets me. The strength that I need comes, and then I'm able to walk and do what God has called me to do. And it'll cause me to sit in the very presence of my enemies and say, what's up? Because that's who God is. He's a strengthener. That's who you serve. Do you know who you serve? I pray that during this series, as we go into focus every single week, that your relationship with God is going to grow to such a point that what's taken you out before is no longer going to take you out. You're going to recognize it. You're going to stand strong and say, no, I know who I am and I know whose I am, and I'm going to do what God has called me to do. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your goodness today. Thank you so much for the gift of salvation that you've given us. Your son who purchased our salvation on that cross. We're so thankful for it. I pray today for those that are searching for you. I pray that as they begin to do that, they're going to find you. They're going to find you. And I just want to give that opportunity today for those that are listening and they don't know where to turn and they're trying to find the answer. I'm here to tell you that the answer is Jesus. The answer is Jesus. And the Bible says that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you'll be saved. And so I'm going to pray today that if that's you, that as you pray this prayer, that your eyes, your spiritual eyes are going to be open and you're going to see differently. That your ears are going to be open to hear differently. And that God is going to start that restorative work in your heart so that you can come back into a relationship with him. So Father, I pray for every person today who's listening, who is searching. I thank you that you are the answer. And that today, that something happened, something clicked inside their spirit. Their spirit was made alive because of something they heard. And that your Holy Spirit would go in and begin that renovation process in their life, that they would begin to see differently, hear differently, and that their life would be totally changed. I thank you, God, that the old is gone and the new is here, in Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer today and you felt like God did something supernatural, we want to hear from you. We want to pray with you. You can reach out to us on our social media handles at MyCC St. Pete, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And you can also email us at info@thecommunitychapel.org. Love to pray with you, help you on your next steps and what that means for you, because God does have some next steps for you. Those of you who logged on today, this was VBS. You should have your materials at the house. I pray that as we continue to go and over the next 5 weeks, that you're going to engage. Take that time at 9:30 with your family to be able to make it family time, to learn together, grow together, because I believe as you do, God will reward you. We'll see you next week.